Kia ora, ko Tū Whenawaroa, nā tana hira toko wingwa. This is your Wātea News. Judging for the Whakataitai Prison Kapa Haka Challenge starts this week. The judges, who are drawn from five-time Te Matatini winners Waka Huia, will travel around 16 prisons over the next 3 weeks, with performances live-streamed for other prisons and whānau to watch. Corrections Minister Calvin Davis says it's an important part of his Hōkairangi strategy and a way to connect inmates with their culture and reo, many for the first time. He says there has been growing excitement.
Last year, while the training was going on, there was reduction in incidents within the prisons because people were so focused on this sort of kaupapa. So, you know, there's positives all around.
Calvin Davis expects the competition to keep growing. National Party Deputy Leader Shane Retty is questioning whether the ramping up of the COVID-19 program is diverting resource from other vaccination efforts. Dr. Retty has spent the year casting shade on the government's efforts, whether it's getting enough supplies of the vaccine into the country, having the workforce to administer it, or the IT systems needed to track the program. Now bulk supplies are starting to arrive. He's concerned the program is soaking up public health nurses who administer the HPV and DDP vaccines at year 7.
Are we going to see a consequence of delayed HPV and delayed diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis at some point down the line? These are the sort of things underlying coronavirus. Coronavirus can sort of take all the oxygen out of the room and it's all that's talked about. But, you know, people are still getting diabetes, they're still getting gout, they're still getting cancer, they're still getting heart problems, all our routine health.
Now the Pfizer vaccine has been cleared for use for children aged 12 to 15, Dr. Retty says schools would be the best place to administer it because of the trust built up by other vaccination programs. Having seen off a challenge to its mandate, the Maniapoto Māori Trust Board is asking members of the King Country tribe to vote on its $165 million historic treaty settlement. Chair Keith Aiken says it's the third round of voting this year, with turnout for the mandate challenge and the Trust Board elections being between 2,000 and 3,000. This time he's hoping to get closer to 50% of the 14,000 eligible voters on the register.
You know, we've got a young population, we've got a transient population. 90% of our people live outside of Aotearoa. They live in Hamilton, Auckland, all around New Zealand, and a huge number live overseas. Connecting with our whānau and encouraging them to look at what's proposed and to actually vote is the big challenge in front of us right now.
There will be 15 ratification hui within Te Rohe Pōtai and around the Motu starting in Te Kuiti on July 12, with voting closing on August 16. And that is your Wātea News.